Heritage Month. Came is embarking on a Young Prize National Tour in September, and it's all about celebrating proud and passionate South Africans, man. And during the week, they're going to be celebrating and looking at significant and renowned heritage sites. And really, like, uniting around the fire, braaiing, and raising our flags everywhere. And you can get all of the stuff in September from Game. If you want to get in on the action, it's going to be an amazing month. And on the line right now, joining us, probably one of the most iconic people in the country when it comes to Heritage Month, braaiing, none other than Jan Braai. How are you, brother?
Hey, Lloyd. Very well. What a beautiful day in Cape Town.
Bro,
it is.
The most
beautiful country in the world, and today is just another example.
Man, I actually am... I'm happy that I'm doing my show, but also I wish I was outside because the weather is so perfect. You're out in Cape Town today, right?
Yes, exactly. So we're in Cape Town for the start of the 2019 National Braai Tour. As you say, it's Heritage Month.
Yeah.
We're all building up to 24 September. Since 2005, I've been calling on the nation through the National Braai Day Project. Let's use 24 September as a day of national celebration. Let's use that one day to unite around fires, to share our heritage, and to wave the most beautiful national flag in the world. So, yeah, that's what we're doing for the next week on the National Braai Tour, is touring through South Africa to raise awareness that 24 September is on the way. 300 proud and passionate people from all backgrounds, all colors, all languages, all age groups. We've got students and we've got pensioners. And everybody's just going to make some noise, make big fires, lots of smoke, lots of meat, wave the flag, music, partying, and they're trying to create excitement in the whole of South Africa, building up to Braai Day.
It's super exciting. We're joined by Jan Braai on the line right here on the House Connect on 5FM. It's 20 to 5, and we're talking about the National Braai Tour. But now the interesting thing you mentioned, Jan, that you've been doing this since 2005, but I'm very interested to find out why specifically did you partner with Game on this National Braai Tour?
Game for the National Braai Tour is the perfect partner. It's the presenting sponsor of the National Braai Tour, because Game is a supermarket that sells to all South Africans, but also every single thing that you need for the National Braai Tour. So whether it's camping, whether it's outdoor cooking, everything you need for the Braai Tour, it's available at Game. So the registration today is at Game, where each team gets a trolley, a shopping trolley, full of good stuff that they need this week to tour with.
I do want to touch on that in a bit, because I also want to equip myself. But you did mention earlier on as well, on this epic adventure that you're going to be going on, like, there are going to be over 300 participants that are going to be with you over the next week. What other things can we expect when we check in on the different things?
So tomorrow morning, the Blue Light Brigade leads us out of Cape Town, and also the Cape Town Harley Davidson Club. Then we go to Swellendam, where the Breda and Sonder End rivers come together. We're camping on the banks of the river tomorrow night, doing large, massive poikies, chicken curry poikies, bunny chow. And then we're heading through Trudeau Pass up the R62, which is, of course, that super iconic South African tourism route. We've got quite a few teams from Europe taking part in the National Braai Tour this year, so we're all very excited to show these tourists from aboard how beautiful our country and the R62 is, all the way to Karlsdorp, where we'll be drinking the local ports. We will be going Kango Caves, ostriches, crocodiles, then through Maidenspoort, taking us to the Karoo National Park. It's a sandbox venue where we're going to see some animals, of course. It's also Sandbox Week next week, so I encourage all the listeners, go and visit some of our national parks. They're in good shape, beautiful parts of our country. Then to Graafrenet, which is the town in South Africa with the most heritage sites, and also the on the outskirts of Graafrenet, it's surrounded by the Kam de Boer National Park. So it's also the only town that is surrounded by a national park, and there you get the Valley of Desolation. So there will be many, many Instagram photos there with hashtag Braai Tour. If you want to see what we get up to, follow Jan Braai and myself on Instagram and Facebook, and Game Stores. So Game Stores and Jan Braai, that's the feeds. The hashtag is Braai Tour. If you want to take part next year, go to braaitour.com. Enter now. Entries already open for next year. And then our final day, we're driving to Gariep Dam.
Yeah.
which delivers water to all of us. We need that dam, and there we will be spitting lambs. Those animals are already actually no longer living, because you want your lamb to hang for a week or two before you spit it, you know, in a cold room, just to slightly age a bit. And then we'll be spitting lambs next Friday at Gariep Dam, and I think Father FM will be there broadcasting live. But I think Father FM will also be checking in throughout the week for some updates from the National Bright Tour.
We definitely will. Bjorn, thank you so much for joining us on the line, bro. I know you're busy having an awesome afternoon out in Cape Town. Thank you so much for joining us, and all the best on the tour.
Thank you, Lloyd, and I hope to see you on tour next year.
Definitely, bro. That's Jan Bry joining us on the line from Cape Town. You can follow him on Twitter. It's JANBRAAI. And the National Bright Tour is going to be going all over, man. We'll be checking in throughout the week. And make sure you also follow Game Stores. Go get all of those amazing goodies for your Bry, man. We're going to take a short break. And then when we come back,